Hi, everybody. This is Heather Lockyer with Lasting Conversations. How are you today? What is your perspective? What is your vantage point? I've been traveling again on the road in New England, and I was actually gifted this view as a beautiful surprise from some earth angels here at the hotel. And it was not lost on me to be able to take a broader view. And all week, the last couple of weeks, I've been talking to people, having all kinds of lasting conversations with people serendipitously. As you know, we love the kismet on the show. And one of the things has to do with perspective. And so many people are still living in their fear perspectives. And of course, there are a lot of really crappy things going on that we truthfully should be afraid of. That said, the gift that I keep getting shown over and over and over and over again are those that see what's happening, things that are happening in their own personal lives, and yet from a different vantage point, they don't have to dwell in the fear and in life that is from a very minuscule perspective. Now, one of the major things that was so beautiful this week is that I had the opportunity to be at the Boston Marathon, and I was part of a crowd all day long, cheering people on, total strangers. I didn't know anybody, and it didn't matter. And what was thrilling is to be in a neighborhood that, even before going out on the street, I could hear the crowds just cheering from the people setting up, even. The excitement was building. And what happened in the course of the whole day, from the professional runners that came through early and the wheelchair people that came through, all the way till the 6 and 7 p.m. people that were walking, many of whom were elderly, they were walking, there were still people out cheering them on and giving them a clap and a high five. What was extraordinary is that there are thousands and thousands of people for over 26 miles from all over the world, in every color, every personality known to mankind. We're out cheering people also from around the world, thousands and thousands of people from all over the world. And in this day, it was just an amazing day of unity and together and happy and joy and helpfulness. And the firefighters that were there and the military people that were there and the street sweepers that were there and all of the thousands of volunteers that were there, everybody, there was just this magic. Now, I haven't lived up in this area in quite a while. And so as kind of this bystander, what was interesting to me, I could see all these amazing fields. But then it was the locals. It was the local shopkeepers the next day that said, I don't know what it was. There was something about this year that was different, that was extra magical. They could feel it. They could sense it. And then from a runner who I met, who said, normally I just put my earbuds on and I took them out because for 26 miles, she could feel it. She wanted to hear the crowd and feel all of that love and the joy that was coming out. And in 5 or 6 marathons, she had never experienced it. So this year, as so much is on all the newses about reasons we should be afraid and should be afraid of each other, this was not happening here. This is what it's all about. This is what Lasting Conversations is all about, to know that we are community. We're all in this thing called life together. And whether life is a marathon, that's not lost on me either, about what a marathon is about, one step in front of the other. Sometimes you can sprint through with grace and ease, and other times you're hobbling through also with grace and ease. And many times people have to literally carry you across the threshold. Now that's giving me some tears, because that was happening. Strangers were carrying strangers across the finish line. And things are happening here that the outpouring of love is available and it is palpable. And for those who are not waking up tomorrow, who didn't expect to have that surprise, and I actually had a friend who, we just never know, and she didn't wake up yesterday, and I'm already missing her, and yet I already feel that from her new vantage point, from across the ethers, life is still okay. And it's actually better than okay. So we don't even have to fear that. that crossing over piece. And just know that have your day, have your feels, have something new. Go to a different neighborhood. I know I've said this before, but if you think that you know, life and the universe and angels above keep bopping us on the head to say we don't. This thing called planning. We think we know what we're doing and we kind of don't. Accept that I will say accept what life is presenting. And know that we have a choice. We have a choice whether to remain fearful and tied up into little bunches or to and feel so right. We can be so politically right and politically left, which is another right and two sides of the same coin make no sense. It's the one coin. It's all the one coin, which is Team Human. And I'm Team Human. And I so enjoy being in my travels and getting out of my comfort zones to meet fellow humans from all ages, from all walks of life. I'm going to give a quick little shout out to a beautiful person named Sky. And Sky, I was just compelled to hand them my card. And this person ended up saying, I loved your podcast from Dr. Lulu as a transitioning person herself. It just touched their heart, which touched my heart, which then in the each one, reach one, this is again what this show is about, but this is what we are here for, is to know that we're not alone. We have each other's backs, and there are so many resources. If anybody has confusion, if you're confused or lonely or just don't know about things like birthing or death or transitioning or education or whatever your flavor is, you know, male and masculinity, females going through life within this human construct, whatever it is, this is what we're here for. And I am here to support you and to be that voice, to be that conduit of connection. And again, tell your friends, I could use your support in to keep this mission going, to keep the show going. Of course, there are costs involved, so donations are a fabulous thing, and we'll talk about that too. So how you can support me in supporting others who continuously say, thank you, that really helped so much. And I thank you, and the world thanks you. The world literally thanks you for waking up today, finding your peace, finding your joy. Have a crap day if you need to have a crap day, and know that you don't have to live in that crap day. And also know that there is love in the air, and happy day. Happy day, happy day, happy day. This is Lasting Conversations. We get to the heart of everything.